Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Health Action New Mexico Executive Director Barbara Weber to talk to us about affordable prescriptions for New Mexicans. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. I appreciate you having me, especially on what I consider a very, very important issue, and that is the affordability of our medications.
You're welcome. What is the biggest health concern for New Mexicans?
I would say across the board it's affordability, whether it's affordability for being able to access health insurance, if they're not eligible for Medicaid or employer insurance. And then right along with that is the affordability for their medications. And over the years, we have heard from so many people that we talk so much about being able to have affordable health coverage, but when it comes down to it, people are finding that some of their drugs are just unaffordable. They may have $1,000 a month copay for a drug, and that immediately goes against their deductible, and then they can't pay it. They have to put the medication back on the shelf.
Is this a concern they've had before COVID-19 pandemic, or is this something new?
Now, this has been an ongoing concern. I think the pandemic has raised it to a new level because people just have less resources right now to afford medications, and also because people are thinking more about affordability. And what we know is that during the pandemic, for example, in January last month, drug prices among the major drug companies were increased by the highest amount they've ever been increased. So even though we're in this pandemic, the prices are going up and up.
Now, is this what brought about the introduction of the new House Bill 154, the Prescription Drug Affordability Act, at the New Mexico State Legislature?
That's right. We've been looking at this issue. You know, Health Action tries to work on systemic changes that really address structural issues that get more people affordable health care, and I would include in that affordable health medications. And for the last two or three years, we've been watching what is happening in Maryland and in Maine, and then many other states have now joined, including New Mexico, in implementing an innovative solution which would put a state board in charge of looking at high-priced drugs, really evaluating whether they can, under their authority, bring down the prices by setting upper payment limits. What people may not realize is that the only part of the healthcare system that whose prices are not controlled are the drug manufacturers' prices. They have no control, so they set the prices where they want them, and often as a for-profit industry, they set them for profit, and it just takes them out of play for people who are struggling to pay for rent and basic household expenses, including food, and they have to make these terrible choices between their medication or their basic necessities. So we've been excited about this. We've talked a lot. And there have been national interest in this, and that a model bill was created a couple of years ago. And we started trying to get funding so that we could work on this issue 2 years ago. So it was only recently that we got the funding that we needed. And so we're very excited to be able to offer this solution for people in New Mexico. So this is what this legislation would do, and that is create in New Mexico an affordability board for prescription drugs. Right now, they exist in two states, Maryland and Maine, but there are 13 other states who have it in legislation, and New Mexico is one of them. So we think that there's going to be kind of a critical mass of states looking at creating these boards that can then bring down prices of critical drugs for people that are unfairly priced. In legislation, it is spelled out how that board, which is a 5-member board, would be appointed by the governor and various people in legislative leadership. And once that happens, the board can then needs to choose their staff and then move forward with looking at the affordability of drugs in New Mexico and looking at all the public resources they can find. to decide on probably a small number of drugs starting out, 10, 12 drugs, but that would really make a big impact for New Mexicans.
So when will the legislature meet again and vote on this act?
We've been assigned to two committees, so we're hoping that early next week we will be in the House Health and Human Services Committee, and then we would go to the next committee we've been assigned to, and then hopefully we would have a floor vote and cross over to the Senate. So that's the plan right now. We also have Senator Steinborn on the Senate side, who is the Senate co-sponsor, in addition to Angelica Rubio, who is the primary sponsor. So just to remind you how expensive medications can be, some are more well known to the public, and I use one because I have an anaphylactic reaction to fish. It used to be that a pen, I remember when they were $40, but then they were $100, and all of a sudden, within a short amount of time, they jumped to $600 for a pen. For people who need those for their conditions, that is a lot of money to have to pay. For breast cancer drugs, they can charge $94,000 a year. A drug that treats infants that have seizures is $300,000 a year. And for a sleep order drug for blind people, it's $60,000. We have on our website a story from a woman who has multiple sclerosis, and her out-of-pocket expenses for her drugs are over $10,000 a year. And she is on Social Security, and she feels that in a very short while she'll run through her savings and can no longer afford her medications.
So how else will the Prescription Drug Affordability Board set upper payment limits?
So if you go to the legislation, you'll see it's somewhat of a complicated process, but it looks at drugs who have increased inordinately amount in a short amount of time, or they've come onto the market over $30,000 a year. So the board will look at that to make sure that's really what should be the price limits. They will have access to and by state list of what all the prescription drugs are and that are being sold in New Mexico, so they can look at those prices. So they'll just be looking at all the affordability issues, but what's forcing everyone to, or drug companies to, increase particular drugs that are felt to be needed in New Mexico. One of the things that's interesting about the PDABs across the United States, it's recognizing that the state has responsibility for essential services to their population. And the thing that we're probably most familiar with is that the PRC, for example, it's been deemed that utilities are an essential service for people, so they set fair prices for utilities and regulate them. So in the same way and on that same principle, a PDAB, or a Prescription Drug Affordability Board, sets the prices, fair prices to both the drug companies and the consumer on drugs as an essential service, because in today's world, in the 21st century, most of us can't manage our health conditions or a sudden illness or a life-threatening illness without the use of prescription drugs. So they're absolutely deemed essential to our health, and the state has the right to, therefore, take action.
And what can we look forward to in the future?
I think what we can look forward to is the pressure, not just from New Mexico, but from many states, for drug companies to set their prices more fairly. I think there'll be more critical look. For example, a lot of people don't realize, because often the drug companies will say, well, we do all the research and development, which isn't quite true because a lot of that's done with taxpayer dollars at universities. But what people need to know is that they spend more money on marketing than they do on research and development for new drugs. So we are the only country in the world, for example, that allows direct marketing through television, which is an expensive medium to advertise in. So I think, you know, as things become more looked at and examined and the public takes on more awareness, you're going to have a demand for the kinds of things that the Affordability Board will be doing in New Mexico.
There's also the New Mexico Coalition for Affordable Prescriptions. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes. Health Action set up that coalition. We felt there needed to be all kinds of patient voices that could be part of the support for having an affordability board. We can also learn from patients about what their experiences have been. So several months ago, we began setting up this coalition, and we have both people who are involved at the personal level and then organizations coming out as members of the coalition.
New Mexicans can find out more information at your website, healthactionnm.org. Is there another place where they can find out more information?
Yes. I would encourage people to look at also the New Mexico Consumers for Affordable Prescriptions, and that's NMCAP. But if you go to the website, it's spelled out New Mexico CAP for Consumers for Affordable Prescriptions .org. And that website keeps up with current news and current information about both the coalition and the bill sponsored by Representative Rubio that's going through the legislature right now. And the importance, which is that people don't have affordable drugs, they need affordable drugs, and the state has the power to regulate drug costs so that they are affordable to its citizens.
Thank you very much, Barbara Weber, Executive Director for Health Action New Mexico.
Thank you, Emily. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.